Right, it's Wednesday morning, and I've got a Year 7 class, and I'm experimenting some more with team challenges. So the class, so far, they've had about three or four lessons where we've learned how to model different movement in games, and I've split the class up now into four teams, A, B, C, and D. And in the rest of this short recording, I'm going to put in just a few sort of highlights from it. So at the moment, the teams are all working on together. They have to animate a character. I'll just go and talk to some of them. So, how's it going in your team?
Okay.
Yeah, you've managed to get a character already animated at the moment.
Yeah.
Have you got a team leader?
Louis.
Who's the team leader?
Louis.
And did he volunteer to do that? Or did he... Did people vote for him or not?
Well, he kind of knew what to do, so he just said he could.
Right. And has he come to check what you're doing as well? Has he done that?
He's doing that now.
Okay. So you've got like a little, looks like a gobo fish or something at the moment that's flapping its wings.
Okay.
Can I ask, what's going on here with these two girls? What are they doing at the moment, do you think?
The team leader's helping another player in our team. Change the costume for the character they've created.
Right, okay. So one team member's helping another. That's great. Yeah. What will happen if I help your team instead?
We would lose a point.
You lose a point. And you don't want to do that,
no.
Do you? No. Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll just pause for a moment. Now remember, when we started this task, what we said, we agreed teams need to cooperate, they need to communicate, good teamwork. I'm going around some of the teams, and it looks like people are doing different stuff in the same team. So maybe the communication is not working very well. So you do need one person at least checking what the rest of the team are doing. Some people don't really understand what I mean by animated, and I've said it's got to have legs that move, or wings that move, or something like this. And as soon as all of your team have achieved it, you need to communicate to me. Your team will put their hands up so that I know. Okay, right, we'll carry on now. So what I'm doing now is I'm showing you, we've got the scores now on the table on the board, and we can see, the points have disappeared. Let me just pause that. Team A are in the lead with 5 points, followed by Team D, we've got 4 points. Team C are on 3, and at the moment, Team B, this is 1 point at the moment. Yeah. Here's a chance for you to score some more points. I'm going to show you the next thing you can do. So, I've got my game, which I've got little animated aliens. They've got 6 legs, and you can see how their legs move. But I've also given it like a little random movement. So this is what I'd like to do next. So I just got a challenge now for your teams is you're going to have to create a set of instructions for one of your aliens so it can travel around the track, but it cannot touch the edge of the track. So you might have to shrink your sprite as well, but you're going to have to tell it different places to go, so it's got like a little story, a journey, telling it how to go but not touch the edge of the track. You can start now.
It's all gone very quiet in the class now as they're all trying to meet the next challenge. So you should be trying to get your alien to travel around the track without touching the edges of the track. And remember, I'm looking for the first team to do it. Are you communicating with the rest of people in your team? Because I think if you'll find you are communicating, you won't have made that mistake.
We have to communicate, guys.
Correct, you have to communicate. Ah, somebody's taking your seat.
Is he?
Okay.
So, what, can I ask what you two were talking about?
Just struggling to like get it to move there because it keeps moving across the screen on its own because of one of the things she put in before.
Ah, right. And you did all this without any help from me? Great. So one of the main advantages, or the big advantage of doing this group activity, is the children are supporting each other and they're asking for help from each other, and it's not encouraging as much reliance on the teacher, which I think is great because it's trying to say to the children, you know, you are the best resource you've got sometimes, so work together.